You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 18, and yes, I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, brand and communication strategist, also known as the Podcasting Queen. Now, are you struggling to keep up with all of the demands of your business while trying to be all things to all people? Well, joining me on today's show is Angel Livas. She's the CEO of The Woman Behind the Business. Now, The Woman Behind the Business is designed to assist women entrepreneurs build national and international business relationships to expand their brand, their network, and net worth. And they believe that by sharing lessons from the valley that other women can learn, they can grow and walk boldly into their destiny as community leaders. Now, The Woman Behind the Business is a platform that promotes unapologetically honest dialogues to advance women entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs as well. And their mission is simple: provide women strength, strategy, success, your toolkit to sustainability. Now, on today's show, Angel is going to share, embrace who you are. Stop trying to fit into what the society or who the society tells you who you should be. God created you in His perfect image to be exactly who you are. Own your passion. Don't allow others to steer you away from who you are destined to be. And walking by faith has to be more than a mantra. It has to be the way of life, and so much more. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here with you.
Business is certainly difficult, but then when you take into account people's expectations, the demands that are going on, it can be really confronting and really scary at times. So I'm glad that you're here to share today about so important in embracing who we are, remembering our identities and who God says that we are. Such an important topic. So share a little bit about the woman behind the business. What inspired you to create this community?
So when I left corporate America and started my business, which is a media PR firm in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. It's called D.C. Media Connection. We were profiled on a local news station, and they had like a screening for the women who were being represented on the show. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I noticed was it was a lot of unity between the women present, but there wasn't a whole lot of conversation about how we could reach back and help other women entrepreneurs. And that kind of like set my spirit like really heavy. Mm-hmm. And I sit on the board of a professional business club in the city. So I went back to them and said, hey, I would love to start a group where we can bring in people who are not necessarily members of our club, but where women entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs can essentially get together and really foster relationships where we can help each other and really just push each other to the next level. Mm-hmm. And that was essentially like the foundation of how the Woman Behind the Business got started.
Yeah, love that. And from the guests that I have had on the show, it's becoming so apparent of the importance of surrounding ourselves with like-minded people, because the challenges happen, situations happen, struggles happen. And, you know, we certainly know and encourage everyone to take it to prayer, commit it to the Lord, but also the importance of having people around us who can support us as well. So, and that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast, because, you know, it's good to have like-minded people, but then when you have Christian business owners supporting you and stepping and around you, just takes everything to a whole new level. Let's talk about embracing who we are. You say, stop trying to fit in to who society wants you to be. God created you in His perfect image to be exactly who you are. It's often so much harder than it is to say, isn't it?
This is true. I think that in today's society, there are a lot of people who look at social media, mm-hmm. and they are presented this facade of really what people are actually going through, even women entrepreneurs. I think that people who don't know really what it takes to be in business. Mm-hmm. There's this image that, oh, you know, I can do what I want. I can, you know, I don't have to work all the time. No, that is so far from the truth. Mm-hmm. You really have to know the ins and outs of really what it takes to be successful as an entrepreneur. But stop trying and worrying about what everyone else is doing, mm-hmm. Or trying to fit in to this image of what you think society expects of you. Mm-hmm. I was having a conversation with someone yesterday, and we were talking about how a lot of times people are given, or they have these great ideas and they never do anything with them. And I was essentially saying to her, I said, you know, I'm a firm believer that God plants those seeds in you, mm-hmm. and it's up to you to manifest them. And oftentimes people, they share their ideas, they share these possible visions of things that they can do and businesses that they can start with other people. Mm-hmm. And if they don't understand or have a comprehension of really what that person is capable of, then they're going to talk you out of something, yet that vision wasn't for them. Mm. When God gives you a vision, it's for you. Yes. And sometimes we worry about sharing it, and then people who don't understand, they knock us down. And then you're left in the same position as the next person. But if God says, okay, this is for you, this is what your purpose is, and this is the path that I'm asking you to take, mm-hmm. then that's what you're supposed to do. Stop worrying about this person, that person, and what they're saying, because it wasn't for them. If it was, God would have had them do it.
Yeah, it's so true. And what's really apparent as well from the discussions that I'm having is that, you know, sometimes God calls us into a situation or to follow a pathway that we think, how can that possibly be something that you want me to do? Yet he knows us better than we know ourselves. And sometimes it's that faith that we trust and say, you know what, I trust you. And then when we do have that trust and we commit it to prayer and we seek God first, the kingdom first, which we're encouraged to do, then some, you know, the resources show up. The people that are there to support us just show up when we take that initial step of trust and faith. Have you found that to be true too?
Oh, absolutely. it's so funny because my kids have a YouTube show. Mm. And when that was all kind of coming about, one of the ideas was, like, it's three African-American boys cooking under the age of 5. Wow. And I was like, oh, I want to have a celebrity chef teaching these little young boys how to cook. Mm-hmm. Literally within a week's time span, I ran into so many different celebrity chefs just on a whim. These mm-hmm. are not people who are typically in my circle, but when you have it in your spirit and you have it in your mind that this is what is needed to have a vision come to fruition, then I feel like God sends it to you. You mm-hmm. almost become like a magnet and it's attracted to you. But you have to be open to it, and you have to know that this is what you're looking for. Yeah. If you're open to the possibilities and you are walking by faith, then you'll start to see, and it won't just be, oh, that was a coincidence. Mm-hmm. No, that was God.
No. I'll share how I started the idea for this podcast. And there's a story behind that, and sometimes it's a number of different avenues that are pointing, that are confirmation. So one of my mentors had just delivered a training, and I had watched that, and she said, go with what you have. And she's an incredible Christian too. She says, go with where you're at, with the skills and what you know now. And so that was, I had that carrying around. Then in my meditation and prayer, I was thinking, you know, what can I do? I want to share more about my love for Christ, because it's such an important part of who I am, but it's not something that I would often share with people unless they asked me, you know, in business and with a lot of my colleagues. So for many of the people that are watching today, surprise, yeah, you know, this is a part of me that I haven't really shared much unless you know me very well. And then I thought, well, I know now, I love interviewing people, love sharing stories, I've got a great platform already which I can share, and it's like, maybe I, and then from there, and then all of a sudden, you know, this Christian Entrepreneurs podcast started up. So sometimes it's by reading the signs, it's being open, as you say, and then taking action. Because I could have, and maybe that's just my attitude and my approach. I just dive in. It's kind of like, that's it. We're doing it. But we can often talk ourselves out of it, can't we? Because we go too much into the risk management and what if this happens? What if that happens? But really, it is destined for us. We just need to take that first step, yes?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. A lot of times, like I said, whether you're talking to other people, because most of us, when we don't just hold on to it, it's somebody that we're going to share it with, somebody.
Yes.
And if that somebody kind of tears the idea down, then sometimes we're just like broken by it and we're like, yeah, you're right. That's too much, or that's too big of a risk, or, you know, that's, you know, ludicrous. There's no way that I'm going to, you know, be able to do this. But I really think that one of the things that you just mentioned is so key, that you really have to just kind of own that if this is for me, it's for me.
Mm-hmm.
And just like walk into it.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like you, when I get ideas and when I'm just like, okay, yep, this is what I'm supposed to do. There's no walking. Like, I'm running, I'm diving all in.
Yeah.
So,
and it's so important. What you just said, I think, is absolutely key. When an idea is still in the exploration stage, it's still coming to fruition, we need to be very mindful with who we share that with, because someone else's perception or belief around themselves, their skill set, and what they know to be true for themselves is certainly not the journey and who we are. And so that can sometimes, as you say, speak something into our lives that has us doubt and maybe not go ahead with that. Let's talk about owning our passion. Don't allow others to steer away from who you are destined to be. This segues beautifully in that, because there's a balance, isn't there? So we need to be mindful about who we're sharing that with, but we don't want to keep it to ourselves. Sometimes we do need to talk and have people around us who are supportive, even if they're just an ear to listen to. What have you done? I mean, obviously you've got this great community, which the women behind the business, so we'll certainly give that a plug. But for you, what typically do you do? I mean, you've said you've got an idea and you move forward. Do you share that with someone, or what happens for you?
I believe that you should not push all of your greatness out to the world until you start to, until it's almost time for the world to see and it to be revealed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I may have one, maybe two people that have earned a level of trust within me, that I feel comfortable going to them, and I know that they know my potential, and I know that they are not going to speak based on what they know, but what they know of me. And I think that when you structure your relationships and you're cognizant of who you're talking to and what you're speaking to them about, and knowing, yes, this person has my best interest at heart, sometimes you'll be surprised. Sometimes you might think that your mom is going to be the most supportive, or your dad's going to be the most supportive, and you tell them something and they shoot you down. And you think, well, if my mom or my dad is against this, or they don't think I can do it, then I can't do it. No, you just have to find the people, the right people to surround yourself with, whether that's a mentor, whether that's getting involved in a mastermind group, whether that's just finding one person. Honestly, all you need is one person. There have been a number of ventures that I have embarked upon where I don't tell anyone, anyone. And then all of a sudden, when a launch party is about to happen, or a new book is about to come out, or a new show is about to start, then everybody's like, yo, when did you do all this? I'm silent while I'm working. I let my work speak for whatever it is that I'm doing. Because a lot of people talk about it, but when it comes to actually seeing the benefits or seeing what they're doing, you don't always see it. But I've found that if I do less talking and less working, it'll speak for itself.
Yeah, so true. Let's talk about walking by faith. Again, mm-hmm. this is quite easy to say, but as you said, it has to be more than a mantra. It's something that we just say. It really does have to be a way of life. How has that shown up for you in your business and in your life, by really truly walking by faith?
So I can say that, you know, growing up in the church, you always hear, like, you know, the songs, walk by faith, not mm-hmm. by sight, you know, the scripture, like, you hear it all the time. Mm-hmm. And I can say that last year was the first year that I literally walked completely by faith. Mm-hmm. Like we were just saying, like, where I couldn't even tell people really what I was going through, where the only person I could have those dialogues with was God, mm-hmm. and where you're having the dialogue like, Lord, I don't know how I'm gonna get through this, but then you're also saying, but Lord, I know you got me. And then you're just falling to your knees like, okay, I know you got me because your word said, you know, this, mm-hmm. this, and this. But it's, you humbly bow down and you give of yourself, and all you have is that faith to go by, to mm-hmm. keep you going. Because if that faith, if you lose it, mm-hmm. like, you'll break, mm-hmm. you'll snap. And it's, now that I'm on the other side of it, it was a very humbling experience. It was a very rewarding experience. And it deepened my relationship with Christ, because now it was like, okay, you are 100% reliant on me. Mm. And to me, I feel like that's really what having faith is, is knowing that you know, may not know where that next step might take you or where that next door might lead you, but as long as you have that faith and you're trusting that God is your, you know, he's steering that wheel for you, mm-hmm. then you're okay.
Yeah. So it's so often when you go through a struggle and you come out the other end, and then you kind of turn and you look at, you can join the dots. And I think Steve Jobs said that, I'm paraphrasing, but he really said that sometimes when you do turn behind and look behind you, you can join the dots, and then it makes sense. And so often the struggles, and share if this is for you as well, because this seems to be quite a similar thing for people who've been on the show, and I know certainly for my life too, that it is often in the struggles that you go through and the challenges that's building up the strength that you need to impart to others as you go on through the new season in your life. And sometimes it can be for months, it can be even longer. And in fact, just recently, today, I'm doing a lot of back-to-back interviews, and there was a woman by the name of Michelle Rigby Assad, and she'd been for 10 years an undercover CIA agent operating in the Middle East. And she was thinking, how on earth, and, you know, that is real trust and faith in a, you know, very, very troublesome environment. But she was thinking, hey, what are all these skills that I'm learning? But now she's working with her husband to free persecuted Christians in that area, you know, from ISIS. And so sometimes the Lord is building strengths, knowledge, awareness, skills that we can then use in the next season of our life. Have you found that as well?
Oh, absolutely. I think that every experience, good, bad, indifferent, every struggle, every celebration, it's all preparing you for what's to come. And just like you said, sometimes you don't understand how one relates to the other. It's so funny, because I'm a firm believer that you can do multiple things. Mm-hmm. I don't think that God gave me one gift and that's the only thing that I'm capable of doing. Mm-hmm. So I truly dislike when people are like, you know, you can't be a master of many, you know, you got to focus on one thing. No, God gave me many talents. And I know that it's through those many talents that I will be able to fulfill my purpose. Mm-hmm. And when people come to realize that it's okay if you're passionate about sewing, yet you also love being a police officer. They may have absolutely nothing to do with one another right now, mm-hmm. but down the line, it may be that you're leading a shelter that, you know, you're protecting something, but it's through healing, through mm-hmm. sewing, that it's providing some comfort to some of the people who are in your class. You just never know.
Yeah.
And so I just always encourage people to not be discouraged mm-hmm. or, and definitely not by other people, especially mm-hmm. loved ones. Because sometimes your loved ones, they mean well, but again, their vision of what God has for you, they don't understand. So don't be discouraged if they can't give you the support that you need.
Yeah, so true. Speak a little bit about passion, because I think sometimes, and it fits in beautifully with what you've just said around the skills and strengths, particularly for women who may be going through a transition, or and men too, of course, we've got men and women who listen to the show, who may be going through a season of transition, maybe taking a step back and saying, okay, I know that I'm going on a different pathway, but sometimes they don't recognize what you've just said so beautifully, that sometimes it's the multiple skills that we are good at, that we have as natural strengths, and maybe even learned strengths, things that we've developed through our experiences, that when pulled together can really make an incredible impact. Speak a little bit about that, because it may just be, I have a sense that it's going to be a real insight for people watching and listening today.
So, I mean, for me, girl, my passions are all over the place. Like, I can say that my background is in media. I've worked in TV and radio for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, from being a journalist to, you know, working with celebrities and politicians and mm-hmm. across the gamut to now having my own firm and helping businesses and people and now having a radio show mm-hmm. and having my kids' stuff that's starting out. And it's so funny because the last chapter of the book, I just finished a book called Brand Repping 101. Mm-hmm. And it's about essentially teaching kids entrepreneurship. And the last chapter, I talk about how every day after school, my son would run home and I'll be in the kitchen cooking and he'll come in like, "Mommy, I want to help." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "You want to help me cook? But okay." But it was in me just paying attention to what his interests were that I said, okay, well, here's an interest of mine. How can I cross these two where we can do something jointly that's a learning experience for you and it's rewarding for me because we're spending time together? And so we end up starting the show called The Kitty Kitchen Show. And, you know, I had zero intentions of starting a kid's show. And now the show just got picked up by a network in DC. Zero intention, zero. Mm-hmm. But the idea came. I didn't let anybody take, you know, the idea away from me. And funny thing is, my husband was like, "How are you going to have time to do this? You're always busy." But again, if you know that something's for you, you just have to keep doing what you know in your heart is what you're supposed to do. At the end of the day, your obedience and allegiance is to God.
Yes. Yeah. Amazing. And as you said, if you had have listened to any doubts or anything, "I am too busy," all of that, then the outcome certainly would have been quite different. And sometimes it is just following the breadcrumbs, you know, and following the signs.
It's true. I mean, I don't know what you did before you started, you know, the radio show. But, you know,
I just like speaking into a microphone as a child. No, we started our very first, when I say we, I was in the career industry doing personal branding communications for decades. And mm-hmm. back in 2008, that was when the global financial crisis hit. And a colleague and I, who are both working in the career industry, said, "You know what, we're tired of the doom and gloom. All of the traditional media," which typically they do, is talking about the doom and gloom. And yes, it was really difficult. But at that time, we really felt that we needed to be the voice of hope and possibility because we knew things had changed. And mm-hmm. our job seekers, our clients, needed to change their approach. And we knew if they listened to the doom and gloom, their attitude, the negativity that they were being fed constantly mm-hmm. would impact them. And so we started that. Had absolutely no idea what we were doing. Thankfully, he had previously been studies as a teenager or as an older teenager in radio, but he was told you'll never make it on radio because your voice is too nasally or something like that. So anyway, yeah. We sort of guided. We did that for 2 years and I haven't looked back. And I've loved it, you know, and sometimes it is just following, well, at that stage, it was really like the calling. I needed to do that. And through that, it's just grown, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's kind of the story. But as you say, sometimes there is a need. And if you felt that you can speak life and truth into that through your own experiences or through something that, you know, that's been imparted to you, don't let, you know, the fact that you don't know how stop you. That's easy. Yeah. The finding out how to do something, I think it's just that tenacity and go, you know what, we're going to do that is so important. So share a little bit
No, I was just going to say one last thing. What I forgot that I was trying to say earlier, and you kind of mentioned this, I think the one thing that people have to always remember is start where you are. Mm. If you start where you are, there's, you know, you can learn as you go. Mm-hmm. How many times have you taken a job? You may not have known every single thing that the job required, but you knew enough.
Yes.
You know, you knew, you know, the basics, and you had faith in yourself that you could push yourself and you could learn the rest of it.
Mm. Which is such a huge lesson for women, even in the workplace, is that how often do we unfortunately take ourselves out of the running because how can it possibly be me? I don't have much experience in this. Sometimes it's attitude, I think. It's attitude because people can train you in the technology, all of those different things. And, you know, often when we take on a new project or a job, there is a learning curve anyway. But I think if someone's got the right attitude, the right characteristics, and especially God sees in you things that we don't see in ourselves, that when we trust and have that faith and step forward, then other things just certainly do fall into place. Now, before we started the recording and sharing this on Facebook, you mentioned that you've got a book coming out. Share a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I have two boys. They're 3 and 5. And last year, just randomly, I decided that I was going to create an Instagram page for them. Mm-hmm. And just because everybody's always like, oh my God, your boys are so cute. And I was like, okay. And so when I started their page, I literally was able to grow it from 0 to over 1,000 followers in like 3 months.
Wow.
And in growing their page, small business shops would reach out to us for them to model for their stores.
Wow.
And so the book is essentially me teaching other people how to become brand reps for these small business shops. And it really hasn't taken me that long to write the book. Mm-hmm. The book will come out in March, and it's available for pre-sale now, available on our website, which is angelinlivis.com. And yeah, the book is just like a great how-to guide to teach moms and dads how to create these brand rep opportunities. Now, let me tell you at least two benefits of being a brand rep. One, you either get discounted or free clothing.
That's always a good thing.
Or jewelry. Yes, whatever the small shop offers, which is huge because like when my kids get the stuff, they're like, oh my God, I got presents. Mm. But then the other side of it, which I think is a lot more rewarding, is teaching them about entrepreneurship and responsibility. So yes, they get the packages and they get to open them, but I also teach them, okay, now it's time to go to work.
Yeah,
you have to put the clothes on. We're going to do a photo shoot. And then they also get to see it once it's posted by the companies, whether it's on their website, on their social media, in their marketing materials. And so a 3 and a 5-year-old are learning key, in my opinion, key skills to help them arrive and be on that entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah, what an incredible lesson and insights to share. Because one of the things that we're finding, and we're talking a lot more about, you know, with the community of career coaches, which I still tap into, that the world of work is changing. I think gone are the days where we, many decades ago, gone are the days where we start with a company and we're there for life. I mean, I don't think that has been, you know, a reality for a long time. But now we need to be far more entrepreneurial in our pursuits. And, you know, as you said, God's given us incredible skills and talents. And for you, it's media. And for you, it is that. And being able to impart that entrepreneurship to your children at such a young age is certainly, certainly fantastic. So share that link once again.
Sure. The website is angelenlivis.com. So it's my name, Angel Enlivis. I'm, like we talked about before, author, speaker, radio show host, and philanthropist.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you for the work that you're doing and the insights that you continue to share and empower for women in your group, the woman behind the business. And we'll put all of the links to connect with Angel on our show notes, and that's ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE18, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE18. Now, before we go, Angel, I'll just share a quick message for people who are listening today and thinking, I want to take my message to the world. And then what I've been doing with each of the guests is saying a prayer. So I'd love to do that for you as well before we finish off the show. Is that okay?
I would love it.
Okay, fantastic. Now, for those of you who are listening or viewing and you've got a message to share to impact the world, yet you're not really sure how to get that out there, particularly if podcasting is something that you've been considering this year, one of the things that I've done is put together a free mini training. It's got my workflow from what I do right at the beginning, from pre right through to post-production, the tools I use, and even the no-cost and low-cost tools, the technology to get started. You don't have to spend a lot of money to get your voice out there so that you can start to impact those people who you're here to serve and support. So all you need to do is go to annemariecross.com/mini-training, annemariecross.com/mini-training, and you'll be able to get access to that. So Angel, I'd love to say a prayer for you before we finish the show. So Father, thank you for allowing us to spend some time listening to Angel, her insights that she shared. Lord, it's so important for us to recognize that we don't see ourselves through the eyes of the world and through what society shares and tells us who we should be, but rather our identity is in you and who you say that we are. Lord, let us be reminded as Christian business owners to lean into you, to spend time with you, seek you first, the kingdom, because we know that when we do fully trust and have faith, that doors will open, pathways will get clear, but we need to really lean in to you. Father, sometimes business can be challenging. It really can. And to find ourselves surrounded with other like-minded business people who will lift us up, who will celebrate alongside us, and who will be the shoulder that we can lean on when things sometimes don't go as expected is so very important. So thank you for the community that Angel has started for other women to support them. We continue to ask your blessing on her, her family, her boys, who are learning the skills and the art of entrepreneurship. Will you continue to bless them and the show that's now just being picked up? We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Angel. Thank you once again for sharing your insights. I know that that's going to be a blessing for many people, and look forward to remaining connected with you and hearing how incredible opportunities that you're continuing to become involved with, and you know, your boys as well. I mean, incredible at such a young age. Goodness, what will they be doing as they continue to grow older? It's just amazing. So thank you.
Yes, thank you. And we would love to welcome you into the sisterhood of the woman behind the business.
Fantastic.
So we'll make sure we send you something.
Yeah.
And people can follow us on social media at Angel Enlivis or at DC Media Connect.
Fabulous. And we'll put all of those details on the show notes as well. Thanks once again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.